Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, a lot of news coming out here from yesterday. Before that, we want to thank Jimmy Johnson for coming on and spending some time with us this morning before we jump into all the hype here in that will start here in just a few days, trying to figure out San Francisco and Kansas City and all the craziness and, of course, the media, entertainment, everybody else will all be here in South Florida, either in Fort Lauderdale or Miami, finding parties. And,
media nonsense. 2 weeks of media nonsense. I hated this week.
I just call it a week, right? It's kind of starts.
It starts to build.
They all come
up
in
here
on Sunday. I saw the 49ers are coming in on Sunday, and then the week starts, and media day, and from then everything around it.
It's media night now, remember?
Media night.
Because it's on TV. Because who doesn't like to watch questions being asked of that's sort of the new thing now, where people actually pay to go into a it's at Marlins Park, the first media night.
And is it really?
Yeah, and fans pay to go in and watch. I like last year was in Atlanta last year. Yeah, and fans pay to go, you know, hundreds of them, thousands, to go watch people like me ask questions.
Yeah.
And it's on national TV. I don't get all that.
Right.
But
that's crazy. Yeah. All right. Well, part of the show. By the way, bikes up, guns down yesterday has become just a show in itself, right? Right at start. Always Martin Luther King Day has that. And it was supposed to. They claim it was to support civil rights, right, and everything else. But all those guys do is break every law there is. Running red lights and going up and down and stopping traffic with green lights, red lights, yellow lights. It's a real crap show.
We get some arrests because there were law enforcement people saying we're arresting people, and I didn't hear.
They did.
They did. Okay.
They got big numbers of people, but it's like, come on, man. You know what it is. Like, all right, I can go out and be a D-bag today, man. Like, this is a day I'm with all my guys.
Are there better ways to show your support of Martin Luther King than that? I mean, is that
stop traffic and, yeah, I don't know. But I saw a lot of people got arrested. But listen, the problem is, makes national news. It's a lead at all the 6 o'clock shows last night for news and, you know, how many arrests, and we're not going to tolerate it. We're warning you, and then here they come.
When did this start? When did this
become a
thing?
I don't know when they decided, but they caught some of them had guns on them and everything else. So I don't know. It's probably not going away because it's become a tradition, a bad tradition at that.
Did you ever ride a motorcycle, Joe?
No.
Never did?
Uh-uh.
I rode one for a summer. I drove a tow truck and I rode a motorcycle.
A Harley or like
no,
a little Honda?
Just a little Honda,
okay.
Like a 250, I think it was. It wasn't a. I didn't either. Neither had the money nor the guts to ride a Harley. I mean, Harleys weren't big back when I was riding them.
All right. Well, I was just.
I'm not. I didn't have guns down and my wheels weren't going up. That's for sure.
Well, I'm wondering how Hurricane fans are feeling. And I know there's still a sting from last year and the way it ended for the Hurricane football team. But my God, this is the transfer portal's become obviously, especially for guys to graduate and go anywhere they want. They don't have to sit out and everything else. But the Miami Hurricanes yesterday made a huge splash in getting De'Ari King, Houston quarterback, who will come in, is actually in school today. Today is registration and get ready to go. You got to be in school today if you're going to be ready to go for spring football. So he came in and just put up some monster numbers. And then I'm going, wow, that's unbelievable news because a lot of people weren't sure. There were stories he was in, he was out, he was still looking at some other schools. And then they get Quincy Roche, a defensive end out of Temple, comes in, 13.5 sacks, Defensive Player of the Year in the American Athletic Conference. So how's that for two pickups right away? Two proven guys. Hell, you look at De'Ari King, he had 50 touchdowns in 2018. 36 throwing and 14 running. So he can run himself out of bad plays that break down, and he can throw. And you got to love the relationship. They didn't just randomly, like, grab this guy. It's a guy that your new offensive coordinator, Rhett Lashley, knew from his days at SMU and Houston in the same conference. So,
and in the same spread, it runs a spread offense. So, I mean, here's somebody's like, comfortable
Dave,
with it.
How good? Now, got to coach it up, got to see how it plays. But as far as proven guys that are coming down here for business, because now it's time to get drafted, they're going to be all business. This isn't going to be, I'm coming down here for a vacation for a year. Boy, I'll tell you what, this made whatever they did last year. And a transfer portal with a handful of guys, and they got a bunch of transfer portal guys last year. But these two.
Number one and two issues for Manny Diaz this offseason were, in either order, the quarterback and offensive coordinator. And boom, both those get answered. And maybe another, and the defensive line and pass rush on the other side of Greg Rousseau, and now that boom, they got a guy who's first team Sports Illustrated. I'm first team All American. So, he's a defensive player of the year in a smaller in Temple at Temple. So Manny Diaz's cup of coffee at Temple maybe paid off a little.
Maybe because he comes in, he's about 6'4", about 235. And you got Greg Rousseau on the other side, who's coming off a monster year, 15 and a half sacks. Now listen, you got to put in the right system, which I trust the defensive system. But offensively, and apparently they're not done. They're in the running. There's three offensive linemen that everybody's trying to upgrade right now, and they're going against other schools that want them. Talk about guys ready to go, including this kid Cochran out of Vandy, a left tackle at 6'7", 320 pounds that – they think he's got a chance to be an NFL player. The guy's ready. He's coming in with a lot of experience. He's got two plus years of experience at the left tackle position. So, man, I'll tell you, it's a good start. Now, you got to put system in. You got to coach him. You got to find some wide receivers that can get open. And as far as that goes, I saw the receiver coach left and went to Penn State, and I just thought – the wide receiver play was bad last year. I just felt like nobody was ever open. I know Manny would come on sometimes and go, no, there were guys that were open and we're not looking down the field, and maybe there was. But I was ready for the change and bringing in some new guys with some new thoughts on whether it's running routes and getting open to pass protection, to all of it. It needed – something else.
It seems like that's the one area they've recruited well. I mean, every year there's big recruits coming in at receiver, but it never has translated into...
4-star has not meant 60 catches and 800. I mean, they had to go to the transfer portal and get a guy from Buffalo that ends up being by far their best receiver.
Well, and as much as we made of the transfer portal coming in last year, they lost... Lawrence Cager goes to Georgia to reunite with James Coley, the Georgia offensive coordinator.
Right.
And that was an expensive loss when you look at the context of the season. But what I love about the transfer portal now, it's free agency in college football.
That's what it is.
And it changes the conversation of, look, players get some rights, get some say-so in what's happening down the line of their careers, but also a team like Miami gets to change the conversation.
Well, here's my thought. First of all, if you graduate, you have a right. If you graduate within time, you have eligibility left. A lot of these are called graduate transfers. Nobody anywhere should have a problem with that. You graduate and you have a year of eligibility left and you've gotten your degree, you got a right to go wherever you want. Anybody that put in that much time for school and gave that school 3 years – plus maybe a redshirt year, you got a right to go where you want. If you want to go somewhere else and see, and you think there's something that's a better fit out there for you, I don't think anybody has a problem with that. And then the other part of I'm not playing here, and we're seeing every school's going through it, by the way. Every school, you got 2, 3, 4 guys plus transferring when they see and another recruiting class comes in. All those Miami quarterbacks aren't staying because they're not playing. There's no way they can all stay. And so to me, I thought Manny Diaz had to kiss a little ass to keep some guys from going. There were some guys, the stuff with Jaren Williams, he was going to leave and it was close. You want to go, go. I get it because you guys aren't all going to play. Go. I have no problem because De'Eriq King is your starting quarterback, period. He's done it. He knows how to run it. And you guys have had chances. Whether it was all your fault or not, or the system or whatever, and the immature stuff.
Well, look, we talked earlier in the show about the Heat getting control of their culture again. You know, this year they got young guys. They weren't going to compromise things they stood for. This is a chance now for Manny. There were issues in the quarterback room last year. Okay, now he's got control of it again, and he can say, you know, he's got King coming in. He's got a high recruit coming in. They don't need the guys who were issues last year.
Yeah, no. I mean, crazy stuff, especially. Listen, you can have some knuckleheads at certain positions, and you suspend them, and you see it. Really good players. It does happen. But it can't happen to quarterbacks. Dave, it can't happen at the quarterback position. They got to have a different makeup. That's a different world. It's when everybody else goes home, you got another 3 hours with the coaches and studying film. And when you go home at night, you're studying film while the other guys might go out and doing whatever guys were doing. But quarterbacks, when you decide you want to be a quarterback, and I don't care, a dual threat quarterback, a throwing quarterback, you got to know everybody's job. You got to be a leader. You got to get guys together. You got to put fires out. You got to get on guys. You got a different role. You just do than everybody else. And if you get called a little bit, like Russell Wilson, well, you're a coach's guy now, you know, and some of the Seattle defense guys are giving him a hard time. Yeah, that's my job, man. My job is to run this thing and be a leader on this team. And some of these guys just haven't shown that quality. That group, Williams, Perry, and Martell, maybe a little bit, but he just physically doesn't have it to be a starting quarterback here. He got his chances, and it didn't work.
And that's sort of I step back a little on the transfer portal. A year ago, I was saying, boy, Martell, they got this guy from Ohio State. He's going to come in.
I did, too.
The difference is King now, he's done it on the field. You look at 50 touchdowns in 2018. You know, 36 passing, 14 runnings, you said, so he does it both. Now, he only played 4 games last year.
He shut it down so he could have a year.
Said, I'm done.
This ain't going to work. Yes. So it's worked out here, and he got another year of experience. He knows what it's supposed to look like. He knows when receivers, when you throw 36 touchdowns, he knows what the guys are supposed to look like and do. So 560-22 to Canes fans, and what your thoughts were when you saw that De'Eriq King is in school today, and also Quincy is going to be in. Roche is going to be in school as well. I got to get used to.
They
saying
need some
Roche.
Good news. Canes fans needed some good news after the past few months. It seems like and here it is. You got double dose back to back last night.
And this, by the way, this is about winning now. These guys got 1 year of eligibility left. It's about right now. Which, that's what it is for Manny Diaz. It's got to be right now. After what just happened, it's got to be right now. There's got to be urgency every day. And I got a feeling Manny's going to be a strict, no BS policy guy after what leaked out. I don't know who leaked it out or any of the stuff that leaked out about his quarterbacks. But I just never heard of quarterbacks getting suspended. Wide receivers get suspended. Linemen get suspended.
Get suspended even when things could have been worse. I got the feel Manny really didn't put his foot down on it either. You know, he didn't get – so now he's put his foot down. Okay, we're going to clean out the room if necessary.
Yeah, I got a feeling we're going to see a different Manny and everything else. So listen, 560-22, find out what everybody's thinking about finding out these two guys are in school today. This is not they're coming. They're in school today so that they can be in for spring football coming up here. We got a lot of stuff, a lot more stuff to get to. Big night for the Heat and the Panthers both, but the numbers on this Miami Heat basketball team, just incredible with that game last night. We'll come back, talk about some of those numbers right after this. Hey, we're back, and we got – you guys ready to go for a little trivia, huh? Get somebody registered here for a chance at those two big game tickets for that big game coming up here and next Sunday. It's going to be fun, and you'll win a Jersey Mike's gift card, and you'll be entered for a chance to win those two tickets to the big game, courtesy of Jersey Mike's, Pepsi, and Lay's. So I'm ready for a little trivia. Today's trivia is –
well, now I'm really trying to stump you, by the way. After I got you on one yesterday, I'm really trying to stump you here today. So we ask this question, Joe.
Okay.
Who is the only player from a losing team to be awarded MVP?
Oh, that's a good one. Losing team MVP in a Super Bowl does not happen very much.
It's happened once.
Once. You know who it is? Don't say it.
Yeah, I know who it is. I won't say it.
Of course Dave knows. Sports Writer of the Year.
That's a good point. That was dumb on my part.
This is great. This is great because I can say I know who it is, even I don't.
All right.
I can't answer it.
305-567-0560. If you know the answer, you'll be registered. 305-567-0560. Light them up right now if you know the answer. This trivia. And we're giving away these ticks at the end of the week. I believe.
That's correct. And I have stumped you, right? You don't know the answer?
No, I don't. Good. That's not hard to do, though. It's not hard to do.
Super Bowl trivia is a tough one, though, isn't it?
Who friggin' would be the MVP and their team lost? I mean, first of all, it's got to be a ridiculous performance on a losing team. Huh. Anyway, they're all lit up. Somebody knows out there. Somebody, and by the way, let's face it, Dave, if you're fast on the internet, You can
Google you can, this quick,
yeah, real quickly days, get yeah. the answer to that, right? Pop up in 2 seconds. Then it's a matter of who we get to first. By the way, we have a cash contest also coming up here for your chance to win $1,000. So we got a lot more stuff that we still will be jumping on here today. And want to thank Jimmy Johnson came on earlier, and we'll have him on a little bit later on the show again if you missed it. He's going into the Hall of Fame. Canes get some news, by the way, with a new starting quarterback and one of the top – how about this? This is a crazy stat. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Canes have two of the top three sack guys gonna in college football, and the other guy's going second in the draft.
We're not used to Monday nights like this. Heat win a close game. Panthers win in the last seconds.
Yeah.
And UM gets two impact transfer guys coming in, quarterback, defensive end.
I will tell you, last night and then this morning for the rest of it, I was like, man, this is good news. Winning overtime. The Miami Heat now, geez, Dave, this thing is just the story. They get another overtime win. They're now 7-0 in overtime. They're 19-1 at home and 30-13 on the season. Jimmy Butler out last night, and didn't matter. James Johnson had by far his best game, 22 points. None had 25. Bam had a big shot to jump up with just a second left and tie it. And Duncan Robinson had a big three last night as well. Why it looked like they might not get to overtime. So it's just been
what you see, that they're a very deep team, and you lose Jimmy Butler, and okay, James Johnson comes in and has his game of the year probably. But what's going on in Boston right now? Boston is losing games. They have no depth, and they're questioning, well, how can we trade and everything. But so you see what the Heat have done this offseason with all these young guys is also they can mix and match.
And the bench goes quietly for 51 points. Got a big night out of their bench, which has been the case for a lot of this season. So a lot of good stuff going on. The Panthers, Olachari's at it again last night, gets his 18th goal. and gets a deflection off his stick in with just a few seconds left. So the Panthers win their fifth straight game. And boy,
and you go to their games, you're going to see a lot of goals scored. They're second in the league in goals, and they are, I think, seventh. I just looked up
power
seventh,
play goals.
Seventh in giving up goals. So there's going to be a lot of goals. There's no criticism, though. We don't see enough pucks going in the net at that Panthers game.
They've been scoring a lot, and five more last night to get the win. But more importantly, that fifth straight win, that team desperately needed to get on a nice winning streak, and that's what they've done here, finding different ways to win games. So good stuff there last night. And then, of course, the news for the Miami Hurricanes, who I don't care how you feel about the team, if you can get two guys like this that you can add, it's not going to hurt your team. And I just feel like once they got De'Ari King, Rhett Lashley went all in. Your new offensive coordinator, who knows him better than anybody. He's seen him. He's studied and prepared for, you know, he's seen the way they play. His coaching staff that he's been on has had to prepare to play him. So he knows what this guy can do, and he's got a ton of experience.
And he's run the spread offense. I mean, they both are spread offense guys. I'm sure there's differences in what they ran at Houston and SMU, but okay, you don't have to learn a whole new offense, which is what he would have to teach whoever stayed here.
So which guys stay around? I mean, they've got to know that King comes in, he's a starting quarterback. And we can talk open competition and, hey, everybody's got to earn their job no matter where they're coming from or anything else. And I'm going, yeah, right on this one. Williams, Perry, and Martell, which guys stay around and which guys hit the portal here real quick?
Here's the great thing about this offseason now, because of how it ended last year. It doesn't matter who stays.
Yeah, I agree.
It really doesn't matter who stays at this point.
Great point. I'm with you. Like, hey, if you go, nobody's going to be kissing your ass this time. If you leave and your family, go. If you don't want to stay around, I get it. This may not be for you. Go. And let's face it, I mean, King could get injured, and the next guy up is going to be really important. You got a guy that you really like coming in that you recruited, and those guys got to know. They can do the numbers. Well, we could be sliding down to five, to four, fourth and fifth quarterback. So do what you want. And there's going to be some of those guys hitting the transfer portal looking for a job. By the way, there's no guarantee no matter where you go, you got competition, right? No matter what, unless you're really, really good, like some of these guys that have left that we're talking about being some of the best players in college football, there's no guarantee if you're Williams, Perry, or Martell, you're going somewhere else and going to start. Somebody's going to give you competition no matter where you go.
Yeah, even if you step down in weight class, because look at the best quarterback in South Florida last year, and was it FIU, which coming out in the Senior Bowl and the practices
and
everything.
That's incredible. That's a great story. It really is. What a great job by Butch Davis getting a guy like that and finding out what the NFL thinks of him. Good enough. First of all, if you're good enough to get the Senior Bowl and they think enough of you, that's coming from NFL people going.
James Morgan, people are talking about.
That kid can play. We want to see more of him. Can you bring him, let him compete against those other guys?
And the best tight end in the country was at FAU last year, which I didn't even know about, you know, until he's winning all these awards.
We had him on a couple weeks ago, and what a really, really nice story. And you're right, had a really, really good football season. So a lot of stuff going on. We got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. Cash contest is coming up. We're going to have that for you. Woody, what else you got?
You want a shot at answering this question one more time? Or do we want to let Dave Hyde answer it?
Go ahead,
we
Dave.
Asked who was the only MVP in a Super Bowl on a losing team.
And?
I didn't Google it, but now I'm second-guessing myself.
Well, throw it out.
Oh, I hope you're wrong.
I like the fact that you said you know, but you didn't look it up.
We'll spend the next 2 hours blasting you for your arrogance if you're wrong.
Because it's one of two people. And I'm
go ahead.
Chuck Howley.
That is correct.
Okay.
I'm glad you went with the right choice there. That is correct.
It was either him or Larry Brown. I think Larry Brown won it, and he was on the winning team, for the Pittsburgh cornerback. But I could be wrong there again.
No, Dave is correct. So he came in the segment. He was like, I'm sports writer of the year. Of course I know that. So I'm glad you knew
it. Strut, I tell you what, you know Chuck Halley. You deserve sports writer of the year, right?
You got me on that one. by the way, it was kind of weird that Dave came in and said, hey, sports writer of the year. And we went, whoa. I mean,
it's possible I said that, but Dave, what do they give you? Is it a trophy or a belt, or like what do you get? Because a belt would be pretty cool.
I would love if it was a belt. I
know what you'd
that.
Like. You
I
know that was about a $5,000 raise
I
is what you'd
that.
Really
I
like
would,
that.
I would just like to keep collecting my checks for a while.
You know what? That's a good point too, right?
Yeah.
I'm with you at this point.
I'm not greedy.
Yeah. You're right. Can I keep my job? No matter what you're going to do, can I just keep my job? I'm good with everything else. That's a good point, David. Can I keep my insurance? That'd be good. Yeah, can I just keep my insurance at this point? Anyway, we got to check in on the text machine coming up. Plus, Hollywood's headlines is straight ahead for all that stuff, and we'll talk and get caught up on everything. I am curious, though, what Canes fans think about getting a really good pass rusher. And you're going, well, how do you know? Well, he's American Athletic Conference Defensive Player of the Year. It's a pretty good start. And you get Derek King. And when he made his move, and we talked about it, after four games, he said, I'm done. I'm going to shut it down, and I'm probably going to stay, but I just want to. You're like, you ain't staying. There's no way you're shutting it down at four games and to do that. But I just never pictured that he'd end up here. Change the offense probably helped a lot. Something that he's familiar with, and he's got a coach that he's familiar with coming down here, Rhett Lashley, to run it. But this is good stuff.
But remember, a year ago when Dan Enos was coming in from Alabama, the hope and the prayer was Jalen Hurts was coming with him. Now Jalen Hurts picked the right school for him. He went to Oklahoma, and
no second guessing that one.
So,
that's a good one.
So, King. He's run the spread. He answered a lot of questions. All of a sudden, was real dubious and a mystery of how's Manny Diaz going to put things get? How's he going to right the ship in year two? Now you see the direction.
Well, he's under serious urgency to get this thing flipped around, and so are those two guys that have this 1 year of eligibility. We got to go to a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
And now. It's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood, what do you got for us today?
All right, Joe, so I came across this story here, and I just kind of thought about you. We don't have to spend too much time on it, but Roy Williams, North Carolina, they're having a miserable season, right? You've seen all the stuff that's going on with them. They're like last place in the ACC, all that.
Right.
So Roy said he can't comment on uncommitted recruits, but said he enjoys the recruiting process and watching his future players. I just hope I live long enough to enjoy that.
Wow.
Talking about getting some of these new guys in and
Joe?
Actually winning again.
Why do you think of Joe?
I've been telling him all my hours are very special because I'm running out of them. I've been on this kick lately. I don't know why, but you know, like when a guy calls a meeting and it's like this guy called a meeting at noon, and I said, "Listen, man, that's 2 hours. Like I can't wait around. I'm running out of hours, man. I need to get as many quality hours as I possibly can." So that kind of started it, and that's what he wanted me to tell that story.
I gave a quick talk at a retirement old about the Dolphins, and someone raised their hand. Will the Dolphins win before I die? And I said, take your vitamins, man. Do some exercise.
Right. There's no guarantees at this point. Right.
All right, we go to NFL jersey sales for this next one here, and it looks like Tom Brady might get knocked off his pedestal here that he's been in the top spot since Ezekiel Elliott won it in the 2016 season for top jersey sales. Do you know who would obviously unseat him this year?
Lamar Jackson.
Patrick Mahomes.
Sports Writer of the Year.
Yeah, baby! Damn, everybody forgot about Lamar real fast.
Yeah, real
fast. Win a friggin' big game in the playoffs, and all of a sudden...
He's the MVP for 16 weeks, and all of a sudden, Patrick Mahomes is face of the football.
By the way, isn't it amazing? A lot more people start watching the games. Mahomes plays out of his mind 2 weeks in a row, and everybody forgets about Lamar Jackson and the unbelievable year he had. You bunch of front runners.
So it's expected if Mahomes wins the Super Bowl that he'll easily surpass Brady for jersey sales this year. Now, an NFLPA official told CNBC the union is hoping retail sales will gross around $1.7 billion with royalty revenue for the 2019 season nearing $100 million.
Wow.
Business is going well.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say business is pretty good watching these games. And You know when you really get a feel for the NFL? We get deep in these playoffs. The Super Bowl speaks for itself, right? Super Bowl party, Super Bowl entertainment, having it here in your city. I get all that stuff. It's incredible this time of year if you're at an airport and you just get to see people stuffed around TVs to watch games and their reaction, and you're like, wow.
Or you were on a plane, an actual plane, and watching everybody's watching the championship games.
Never would have gone if I known. I would have never left on a Sunday if I didn't think I could watch every bit of those games. God bless technology, man. Great stuff.
All right, we go to the...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
NBA for this next one here. And did you guys catch the Kemba Walker streak that he had going with LeBron entering last night's game?
No.
He had played LeBron 28 times before their game last night. He had lost all 28.
Oh.
Of the meetings. Kind of an unbelievable streak, but the Celtics pounded the Lakers last night, 139-107. So Kemba breaking that streak, but I've never seen a streak of a guy like owning someone that much. 0-28.
Ooh.
Going into that one.
That's a great one. I wonder what there must be an all-time streak we could come up with of somebody who has lost more games than 28
well, times.
We're going to call that star and superstar. Is that fair? A star versus a superstar head-to-head. Listen, Kemba played on a really bad team.
0-28, that's got to be back to the big three and all that, right?
He couldn't wait to get, no matter what he says, he couldn't wait to get out of where he was. Michael Jordan.
Speaking of stars, we have some early MVP odds for the Super Bowl coming up here in Miami. Of course, Patrick Mahomes is the favorite at plus 100. Jimmy Garoppolo, plus 240. Raheem Mostert, if you believe he can do it again, is plus 750. George Kittle plus 1,700. So you're starting to win some real money here. Travis Kelce plus 1,800. If you really want to go nuts, you Damian Williams plus 2,900.
I don't even think ex-Dolphin fans, Dolphin fans can take that one, right?
No. No, that would be, that's not who I'm thinking of for MVP.
Mahomes, obviously.
Mahomes is going to be, although I think
they lose the game.
I think San Francisco is going to win
Bosa?
This game.
Where's Nick Bosa?
Nick Bosa is plus 4,100.
See, that would be I'd roll the dice on that one for the money, for the
you
payback.
You think a defensive struggle day?
Well, I'm just saying if he gets two, three sacks.
Sacks.
There's a chance.
Interception, picks one up, runs it back.
There you go.
Then you're in there. Listen,
for
Nick
41?
Bosa's had an unbelievable year. Like, this is, I mean, your second overall pick to start with. You're on this team. You're a Pro Bowler. And you're coming back home to play in a Super Bowl in your first year when a lot of guys never get to play in a Super Bowl.
The only better thing, best thing to top it off, if they were training at St. Thomas, the 49ers. That'd be, I don't even know where the NFC's training. I think the AFC's at the Dolphins, right?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure where that's going to be. Didn't it used to be just UM would get one team?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
University of Miami would get one team and Dolphins would get the other. Anyway. What else you got, Woody?
All right, we go to high school basketball for this next one here, and there was an incident at Bronny James, who's LeBron's kid, an incident at his high school game. The game had to be stopped, and security was called out to remove a fan that threw a yellow starburst at James in the third quarter. It says yellow starburst or a piece of trash. They're both the same thing. Yellow starbursts are trash. So they had to stop the game, get the guy out of there.
Wait a second. I like starburst. You don't like
yellow starburst? Yellow starburst, you eat around them.
Is that why?
I don't like the idiots that throw them. Like, that's just the dumbest thing.
Yeah, that is dumb. But, yeah, you eat around the yellow starburst, don't you?
No, you eat them all.
Worst one. I'm not discriminatory.
Eat them all, man.
Well, they have packages that are all reds now. Have you seen those?
No, really?
Do they really?
They do. They have a bag.
Only you would know that. You go to check the candy up close like that. No.
And then one more story here, guys. Dave, do you know this guy David Levitt? He's in your same profession. He's a journalist.
Yeah, I know who he is. I don't know him.
So he's like a professional D-bag. Anyway, so he goes into a Target and wants to buy an $89 toothbrush, one of the better toothbrushes you can buy.
Yeah.
There's a little display underneath it, and it's mismarked. It says one penny. It's a little price tag that says display, and it has a thing that says one penny on it. So the guy brings the toothbrush up to the front to check out, and to his shock, it rings up as $89. Now, he demands, because in Massachusetts, there's a law, if something's marked, well, they have to honor the price. So he demands that they sell him this $89 toothbrush for 1 cent. He proceeds to go on Twitter, puts pictures of the manager up there that he was fighting with, called the police to come out to the store. The police said that they would represent, that they would go to court with him and they would, act as witnesses for him, but he would have to sue Target if he wanted to get his toothbrush for $89. So anyway, there's a big thing on Twitter, and this lady was hashtag Target Tory was trending over the weekend. So the story ends with Target Tory getting $30,000 donated to her on a GoFundMe because people felt so bad for her because she had been berated by this guy in the store. And this guy got absolutely crushed for getting his toothbrush. And he was complaining on Twitter. He said, I don't have enough money. I haven't had enough money to visit a dentist in 3 years.
What an ass clown.
So that was his reasoning behind this thing.
You can never win picking on the littles, right? That's just dumb.
For the life of me, and I do this because we've had people here at our radio station through the years that have had a bad experience and decide to go after the company and make sure that through social media they get to the corporate office. And I just don't get it, man. If you have a bad experience, why don't you go and talk to the manager? It's a lot easier, man. Go talk to the manager. Get your fat ass out of whatever car you're in and go in. Instead of go home and find out your order's bad, go back. Instead of do something. I just think it's cowardly and gutless, and you get people fired.
Well, he posted a picture of the woman as well, which is really just kind of a ridiculous move. But, yeah, we've seen a lot of that.
Well, good people for try her. To she humiliate. Came out on top. Good yeah. for, yeah. Good for humanity. Good, that makes you feel
move.
Better about humanity, right?
Yeah, I mean, but this guy sucks. David Levitt is his name. And by the way, if you see his picture on Twitter, he's the kind of guy you'd like to get in the ring with.
Oh, you're
like
on
he's
a
just
roll.
Got one of those beards that like
you're
covers his
roll,
mouth
man.
And everything.
This is bringing out the anger in Hollywood.
All right, you want to do something nice?
Yeah.
Let's give away some tickets here.
To what?
We have tickets to Nickelback, Stone Temple Pilots, and Switchfoot at I Think Financial Amphitheater on August 15th. 2020 tickets are on sale at 10 a.m. this Thursday.
I want to be a rock star.
You want to sing?
No, sorry.
No, please.
I just
that's the cue to call.
Come
is Joe,
on, Joe
singing?
Go for it.
I want to be a rock star.
I have no idea if that's Nickelback, but caller five right now 305-567.
I know it's not Zach Brown.
No, that's a cold beer on a Friday night.
305-567-0560.
Cold beers Friday night.
Caller number five right now, Nickelback, Stone Temple Pilots, and Switchfoot at I Think Financial, August 15th. Tickets on sale 10 a.m. this Thursday at Ticketmaster.com.
Dave, we're getting ready to get in the 8 o'clock hour. Hollywood, I need your help on this one. I'm torn because I'm trying. I want to do shows and not get personal with certain issues. And maybe that's just me, this PED thing, which has been around forever. And all these guys have been busted and have lied and steroids have been. And we even had Clemens saying his wife was taking them. How dare her trainer do that? And they weren't for him. They were for her. And Bonds, this guy was giving him stuff. He had no idea what he was giving him. He thought it was a B12 shot or something. So what are we going to do, man? It's that time of year again, the Hall of Fame. Bonds and Clemens, I get their numbers. There's a whole bunch of those guys that got numbers to get in.
Sosa, Rafael Palmeiro.
All of them. Rafael Palmeiro was still trying to find him. He used to live down here. We don't know where the hell he is. He's somewhere in the middle of Montana. I'm just curious. Like,
I'm close to saying just let them in. I'm right on the edge there of just not fighting it anymore.
You let Pete in?
But I know.
Can we just give some guys under the age of 70 some votes here? Like, I'm sick of all you crusty old guys. Like, you don't want to let
anybody
in.
What do you think, Hollywood? You say bring everybody in? Who cares?
Yeah, I mean, those guys were important to the game. Well, like, Barry Bonds was huge for me growing up. Like, he was the guy. He was the show. I understand he cheated, but come on.
You understand he cheated, but come on.
But he might have saved baseball, by the way, for a generation of people.
Stop the saving baseball.
Come on.
I always love when somebody saved baseball.
That home run race was pretty big. McGuire
and Sosa saved baseball. It was a great time what they did, but baseball was going to survive itself.
And you're so sure of that?
I'm not sure.
Because it's doing so well right now.
What they did, I caught all those games. They were on Game of the Week, and when they played against you, and we saw them hug and kiss and you know, showing their muscles and clapping for each other when they'd hit a 900-foot home run. Or was it 900 yards? Because they were hitting them a long way.
Longer than anybody had ever seen, and now we know why. And
so what are you going to do?
Hollywood framed
young
the issue
people
perfectly.
Say, let them be, let them be.
They cheated, but come on. Okay, now if you're the gatekeeper to the Hall of Fame. Okay, they cheated.
But you're a grumpy old man if you're like, they broke the rules, they're not getting in. Grumpy old man. Carrot cake head.
I've always been an advocate for a cheater's wing at the Hall of Fame.
That'd be great.
Like, can't you do that? Just have like a little, like, you know, museums have wings.
I don't think
they put a wing in there.
I don't think they'd like to take their families to that when they get in. I just
call it the cheater's wing. But
big numbers.
That's sort of like the Pro Football Hall of Fame could have a – they could have been a Dolphin quarterback wing. You know, it's guys they
really,
could
Dave?
Have taken.
Really, Dave? That was your creative thought today to bring.
That's painful to me, to, you know, all the times I've all seen right. that. But
you know, on that note, I'm going to 8
Yeah, by the way, Barry's innocent. He didn't do anything.
All we know is Derek Jeter's in today, clearly today, right, when the vote comes out.
I'm wondering if Derek Jeter, when he does get in and he joins the Hall of Fame as a New York Yankee, one of the greats of all time, can he come back here and actually get out and start promoting his team? Or is he just
– I don't think that's part
of his
makeup.
Is he too big and that doesn't do that?
I don't think that's part of his makeup to be a marketing wing.
Because I can tell you, him going into Hall of Fame ain't selling tickets.
Ain't going to sell tickets here. It'll sell him in New York if he goes back there, but it's not going
to
sell him here.
All right, listen, we got to go to break here.
People are helping us on the text machine. Names for the wing, by the way. For the cheaters wing.
Oh, no, this is, yeah.
What do we got?
Well, this is sarcasm at its best right now. What do you got? What kind of, give me one before you go to
break now.
All right, we got to go to break. 8 o'clock hour next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.